You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Grow NYC Market Update. This is Leah Eden with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Today, as always, we've got Gene Hodish with New York City Green Market on the line. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we are doing great. So the weather has been a little wacky this past week. What's going on at the Green Market?
Well, it's March, so the wackiness always happens in March, that up and down. You think it's... You're heading towards spring, and you're wearing a skirt and tights, and then the next day it's snowing, and you feel like you're right back where you started. But as much as the back and forth in the temperatures and that sort of tease of spring always drives us nuts, it's also the thing that makes sap run in maple trees, and that is really one of the first signs of spring. So this week I thought I'd talk a little bit about maple syrup. So it's the up and down of the temperatures that really causes the sap to run up and down in the sugar maples. So when it gets above freezing during the day and below freezing at night, that's kind of when the action starts to happen. So Stefan Cantor of Deep Mountain Maple was explaining it to me. And she says that the sugar maple is a deciduous tree that stands dormant all winter, and its molecules are surrounded by carbon dioxide gas rather than water, like in most trees. So what happens in the Northeast in early spring is that you get the succession of days when it warms up during the day and then it goes back down below freezing at night. And the thawing and freezing, the sort of push and pull, is what causes the gas to expand and escape out through the branch tips of the trees. And at night when it freezes again, the gas retracts and the tree then acts like a giant pump, sort of pulling water from the ground and minerals from the soil to create sap, which is the food for the new leaves that will eventually be sprouting. But it so happens that the sap early in the spring has lots of flavor compounds, and they're all really great things. There's nothing astringent in there, and that's why you can boil it. So the sap has a really high sugar content. Ideally, when you're tapping and you're going to capture that sap, it's 3% for the sugar content. And I talked to the farm this morning. They said right now the sap's been running really slowly, and it's less than that. It's about 1.5%. But over the weekend, it's supposed to warm up a bit. The sap will start to run more, and they're hoping that they can start to use that sap to start boiling it. And then later in the spring, you know, they hope for about 5 to 6 weeks of really good back and forth in the ups and downs in temperatures. But later in the spring, once the budding on the trees has started to occur, the tree starts to release new compounds in the sap, and it changes the sugar content, and it gets increasingly bitter. So that's when they stop. And then the tapping process, if you can kind of envision it, is you put a hole in a tree and with a spout, and then that's attached to the tube, and the sap runs through the tube, and the tubes eventually connect to the sugar house. And the sap empties into these big 1,000-gallon tanks that they have, which is like a whole lot of maple syrup. And then in the sugar house, the sap is boiled down into two pans, which are about 6 feet by 16 feet long, and they're around, you know, wood fire. And you want to boil that sap just as soon as you can and get it as hot as you can, sort of as fast as you can. And then it's a long process of just reducing and reducing and reducing it to this really fine concentrate. And that's what we know as the maple syrup that we're looking forward to getting.
Oh, wow. I had no idea the impact of the weather on our delicious maple syrup. It's fascinating.
It's like the back and forth of the weather. The best thing about it is that we get maple syrup from it, you know?
All right. Well, that makes it a little bit easier to take on our end. So Jean, who out there at the Green Market is producing the maple syrup?
So we've got a couple really terrific vendors. We've got Andy Van Glad of Wood Homestead, and then we've got Howie and Stefan Cantor of Deep Mountain Maple. And Howie and Stefan have been in the market since 1986, and their story I always love to tell. They met at Bread and Puppet in Vermont, you know, the theater company that makes those fabulous, gigantic puppets. So they're theater people. They met there years and years ago. The people who ran the farm had a small sugar bush on their property that wasn't being used, and Howie got kind of interested, and he said, would you mind if I tried my hand at tapping and producing sugar. And so they let him do it, and he kind of fell in love with it, and he and Stefan were able to buy property themselves in the Northeast Kingdom. And they started doing production for Deep Mountain Maple then. And I always think it's amazing. They told me that when they first started, they were doing it the old-fashioned way, and they were very committed to this. They would go around to all the trees on a horse-drawn sleigh, which sounds so magical to me. But I think their business got ahead of that. And so now they've got sort of the modern tubes that empty into the sugar house.
Right. Oh, I'd love to see a picture of that.
Yeah.
So do they do any other kind of products besides the maple syrup to help extend their season?
Yeah. So what's nice about the syrup is that you'll find it available at our markets year-round, because even though that season is very short, like I said, it's really just 5 or 6 weeks that the sap is running and then you're boiling it, they make enough product so that they're able to supply it to the market year-round. So that's great. And then they make other products too, like Wood Homestead, they've got this amazing maple. It's cotton candy made with maple syrup, so it's a really terrific treat. And then people make maple sugar that's good, and also, of course, maple candy, which I got my hands on some recently. And there was actually recently a Daily Show clip about addiction to maple syrup, and as I was sitting at my desk eating this maple candy, I thought, yeah, that's totally possible to become addicted. It's very good. And the Daily Show clip is also very funny. I posted it on our Facebook page, so look
for fantastic. Great. Well, speaking of addiction, you know, this morning we were putting some maple syrup in our yogurt, and of course we know about pancakes, but what else is really good to use maple syrup with?
Yeah, I love it on my yogurt, too. I also like to make my favorite cocktail is the Back 40, which I fell in love with at the restaurant, Back 40, and I taught myself how to make it. So that requires a little bit of grade B maple syrup, so it's a bit darker. It's a really nice flavor. So I like to mix it with that, some bourbon and lemon juice and bitters is delicious. And then also I like to add just a little bit of it to salad dressings, just to make the salad dressing a little bit sweet. Combine it also with something acidic like vinegar or lemon juice, and then pour it all over the greens. It goes a long way.
Oh, great. So besides the weekly green markets, what else do you guys have going on? Any fun events that we should know about?
We do. So at Union Square coming up tomorrow on Friday, we've got a cooking demo at the info tent featuring beef from SunFed Beef, one of our producers who will be there tomorrow, and you can learn how to make Korean stir fry. And then on Saturday, we're doing a demonstration on how to make stock, so learning how to use leftovers from your roast to make stock. And next Wednesday, we've got another cooking demo on quote-unquote ugly roots, which they will be delicious if you learn how to cook them the right way. And then on Monday, March 18th, we're partnering with Food Systems Network and the International Culinary Center and putting on a panel discussion about distribution issues and innovations in the value chain. So you can find out information about all of those on our events page on our website.
Oh, great. Well, it sounds like you guys have a really fun week coming up. As always, thank you. And if you want some more information on the Green Market Farmers, the markets themselves, or volunteer opportunities, be sure to check out their website at www.grownnyc.org, and be sure to follow them on Twitter. Have a great week.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening. I'm not going to do that.